You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome to the podcast. This is my show. And, you know, I hesitated about my guest this week, but he did pretty well on the traders. So I said, all right, fine, we'll let him out of his cage. And I got Tom Sandoval with me today. No one's clapping.
Give it up for Tom.
No
yeah,
one,
dudes.
No one claps. We're on a podcast, dude.
Sorry. I just as a performer, I'm so used to people cheering me on the crowd, you know?
Crazy. Oh, and for those who don't know, I'm Carolyn. I'm winning this traitor. So
give it up for Carolyn.
Too much. So Tom, you know, I really just am like honored to have you, but also shocked. And I just want to know, like, where's your head right now in, you know, watching the season back?
I feel vindicated. I feel freeing. Dude, I just think I did so well this week. I carried the team, and I think I have a lot more friends over enemies this week because people finally appreciate like what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
I feel like but
you saw it. I mean, dude, I was singing my little heart out, dude. Like
you were, I would say it was like I don't know, like it was like a lot, but you kind of came through and a lot of people were shocked.
One? Okay, dude, I was right about who was a traitor. Called that one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do any spoilers. Don't worry. I'm not going to do any spoilers.
You can spoil it. We're like 2 weeks out.
Dude, I called Rob. It was a traitor. I called it.
Boston Rob needed to go, and I was really impressed that you...
I called that one, dude.
Got that, yeah.
And then secondly, there is like a musical challenge, and obviously everybody can tell that I'm the most musically inclined of the castle.
Yeah, we heard you had like a music career, but we didn't know like Tom Sandoval like can sing and do stuff. We didn't know you had any talent, really.
I play the guitar, I play the harmonica, I sing. Dude, Stacy's mom, have you heard me sing that song? Stacy's mom has got it going on.
You sang that song like in originals?
No, I didn't come up with the song, but like I did a sick cover, you know?
Oh, so I feel karaoke. Like
it's a little bit more than karaoke. I mean, whatever, dude. Okay, I sang the song. So there was a challenge where, did you like this challenge this week, by the way?
I thought it was kind of weird, you know? Like we had to do like, there was like a haunted house and we had to do
this. It was a dollhouse.
Like, okay, there was a dollhouse. I wasn't in the dollhouse. I was in the house.
Yeah, that's right.
And
you weren't there, yeah.
You had to find a doll, and then you had to, like, sing a nursery rhyme backwards. You know, I didn't have nursery rhymes when I was a kid. You know, my parents played Metallica, and I don't know. I just chilled, you know? I didn't really care.
I knew that I was going to have the team on my back. You know what I'm saying? Because I just get music, dude. And I just feel like I had to show off my skills. And it was this homophone. I don't know if you know this, the history.
What did you just say? So Tom Sandoval, like, don't call me a homophobe, okay? Come on, dude.
No, dude, I said a homophone, and
no wonder women don't like you on the show.
A lot of people like me now, though. I am likable, and I think I proved that this week.
Sure.
So what you do is I had to sing it backwards. These little dolls were singing at me and they were like, meow, 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 meow. And then I had to run over there, use my speed and agility and sing it back, dude. And I was over there like really finding the tune.
Do you want to give us some of the highlights from your work this past week?
So my favorite one was Three Blind Mice. And so I was like, meow, 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 meow. And I had to really like, I had to go.
Yeah, I was in there.
I had to close my eyes, dude, because I was really getting into it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I was there, but, you know, watching the edit back, I thought, is this man having a stroke? I don't really know what's going on right now. It was really crazy.
It's called feeling the music, Carolyn. I don't know what to tell you, but yeah, dude, he was sick, dude.
Do you remember how you did? There was another one I knew. What is it? Twinkle Little Star.
So once I heard that back, I ran to the phone, called him up, and freaking Ivor was over there being like, I don't think that is how you did it, Sandoval. And I was like, Ivor, just like, dude, shut up for a second, dude. Like, let me sing. So I sang it, and then everybody didn't believe in me, and then I did it, and then we got the doll, showed him that I was right, and then freaking Alan was like, you're correct.
I'm not going to lie. From the house, it was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. You were
dude?
Hearing you sing those songs like backwards, forwards. I don't even know what direction we are in. It was so funny. And you were actually winning money for us. So I was like, wow, he's like good at this. This was impressive.
Dude, everybody was concerned about getting the shield. And all I wanted to do was just get those tunes, dude. And I did it.
Yeah.
So finally, everybody was like, oh, Tom is useful for once. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for accepting me, guys. Like, just sitting here feeling like nobody gets me, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say people get you yet. Are you
Dude,
crying?
Carolyn, I don't think you understand. I'm just over here in my Argyle sweater and like, just like trying to show my worth, man. Because like,
yeah.
Well. And then I said, remember when I said cheater instead of traitor? Dude, what an idiot,
that
dude.
That was crazy. We're all sitting at the table and he goes, oh, you know, women are better cheaters than men. And I mean, we all gasped. We choked. We were like, are you kidding me? Get this guy out of here. What is happening?
Dude, I know. That was a bad mix up, dude. I meant to say traitor.
See, traitors, you think the women are better at traitors than the men?
Yeah, because they're sneaky. I think they actually know what's going on because I don't. I'm just out here singing a tune.
Do you feel better that Chriselle is gone from the show?
Oh, man.
She was really giving you a hard time.
Dude, every time, man. Every time I walked in that door for breakfast, Chriselle's over there giving me the freaking stank face. And I'm like, what'd I do? Again, you know?
I didn't know who
just
you
me
were.
Breathing. Chriselle was like, oh, Tom.
I gotta be honest. I didn't know who you were before the show. All these people really, really hated you.
Who are you, Carolyn?
I'm a survivor. What can I say? I'm a survivor. Okay, I'm a good survivor. I'm like a newer survivor, not like Boston Rob. He's like from 1922 survivor. I'm like 2024 survivor.
Yeah, you're freaking relevant, dude. Yeah. I am. Everybody knows my name because I'm a freaking traitor. I mean, cheater.
Wow.
Dude, I can't get the words right, man.
I don't even know what you're saying. Yeah, you are digging yourself a hole, Sandoval.
All I want to know is, did you think I'm a good singer?
I thought for the challenge, you really came through. And I don't know if I think you're a good singer. You know, I don't know.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I'll give you a 4 out of 10 or 6 or something. But yeah, you won us $20,000, dude.
You're welcome. Okay. Do I know who the traitor is now? No, dude. I honestly don't, man. I think it's Ivor. Ivor's quiet, dude. And you know who else is really quiet? Ooh. Brittany.
Oh, Brittany. Oh, she's on Big Brother. You know, she's friends with Danielle. Oh, we hate Big Brother people on Survivor. They're like the B team, you know? We're the real survivors.
I don't even know what they do on Big Brother, dude. I don't have any brothers, so like I just don't get the game, but
I don't know. I don't care, you know? I really don't.
Yeah.
Do you miss anyone who's been kicked off the show?
Oh, I mean, I had a hard time connecting, as you know, with people. So I guess I would say I miss. I don't know. I don't know what his name was, dude. The guy from the other Big Brother.
with the other big brother?
West. Was it Wes or West?
Wes.
No. Yeah, dude.
There's
him.
No T in the name.
Wes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yo, the homophone messed up my ears. I was so in tune with the music, dude, that I was just like, I was jamming out.
Can you totally not forgot. Say that word anymore on my show? You're going to get canceled. You're going to get me canceled. You keep saying homophobe. Like, are you kidding me? I'm friends with Bab the drag queen now.
Yeah, dude. Sorry. That's on you can't. That one's on me. I love everybody, actually, dude. I lived in LA, dude. I'm a friend to everybody, dude.
Yeah, you LA people, you guys are so weird. You know, you should come to Minnesota. Okay, it's crazy over there. You think you're so wild?
I don't know where that is. And I'm really excited to just reconnect and just like get everybody on my side again and get these traitors. You know,
well, hopefully we'll have another musical challenge at some point, because then you can go and do your thing, Tom Sandoval, star of the concert.
Dude, I can't wait. I can't. Get me in there with some singing, some vocals. They need me to like play the violin or a harmonica. I'm so in, dude. I just
Gabby liked you. Even Gabby was impressed with you this week.
Yeah, people were really finding it funny, and I was just trying to win. I don't know what was so funny about it, but listen, I'm ready, man.
We're gonna end this show, but could you give us just another song to go out on? You know, one of your nursery rhymes. You know, or give us a little like, I don't know, London Bridge or whatever.
Ring around the rosy,
sure.
Dude.
Okay,
ring around the rosy.
Wow,
pocket full of posies. Ring around the rosy. Pocket full of posies.
That was interesting.
And that was a free concert, Carolyn. The next time you're going to have to pay me, Carolyn. Next time you're going to have to... That one's going to cost you.
Okay. Oh, I'm scared of you, Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, dude.
This was great. Thanks for showing up.
No problem. You know, I've had issues booking a lot of places, you know?
Well, but I can see why.
Music venues have been ringing my phone off the hook, dude. After this episode, I was like, thank God, because my career was in the freaking tubes, man. And now I'm back up top. So, I mean, I'm still single, but I am getting a lot of asks from record labels.
I don't really care. Thanks for coming on the show, and I'll see you next time on the train.
Ring around the road. See ya.
I need earplugs. Help.